In other news this morning, the International Red Cross is warning about an unfolding humanitarian crisis in the Libyan city of Sirte. They say food, water and medicine are quickly running out. The city has been under intense fighting between the rebels and forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. A ceasefire is now in place and hundreds of residents are taking the opportunity to flee that city. The Afghan government says the suicide bomber who killed peace negotiator Bahadur Rabbani was from Pakistan. The government says it has evidence that the murder was plotted in the Pakistani city of Quetta. Mr. Rabbani was assassinated while meeting members of the Taliban. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has suspended peace talks with the Taliban. Rescue efforts are underway in the Philippines after a second typhoon in less than a week tore through the region. At least 20 towns have been flooded. Some people have been clinging to their rooftops awaiting rescue since the first typhoon. Helicopters have been dropping food and water to those still isolated by the rising floodwaters. Firefighters in central Queensland are continuing to battle dozens of bushfires. Weather conditions eased overnight, but are expected to worsen again today. More than 50 fires were burning around Gympie and Townsville at the weekend. Extra firefighters have been brought in to battle the blazes. And former cricketer Shane Warne and actress Liz Hurley have confirmed their engagement. The pair made the announcement during a golf tournament at St Andrews in Scotland.